Okay, Mr. Chairman, the time now is 2:09 p.m. It's November 17th, 2021. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan, and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, November 17th, 2021. Before we begin, I will take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Berry. Commissioner Chavez. Commissioner Einhorn.
Here.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Here.
Commissioner Hankin.
Here.
Commissioner Shaw. Commissioner Streeter.
Here.
Commissioner Winkler.
Here.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan. Thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted solely through the use of electronic equipment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All the participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes any person's conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the direction of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts a vote, it will be by roll call. I will conduct the roll. The first item is consideration of the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of October 27, 2021. Those in favor, please say aye.
How about if I make a motion first? Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'd like to move that we adopt the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of October 27, 2021.
Second, Commissioner Einhorn.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded. I will conduct a roll call. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter.
Yes.
Commissioner Winkler.
I abstain.
Thank you. And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes. Next. We will consider the hearing officer's report. The hearing officer's reports are all publicly accessible on our website at www.ct.gov/FOI through the links on the agenda for today's meeting. I will call the docket. If you are a party and you wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it, and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they are called. First is docket number FIC 2020-038, Jose Melendez versus Cristina Rastillo, Chief Public Defender, State of Connecticut, Office of the Defender et al. Anyone there on that matter?
If needed, this is Benedict R. Daigle, attorney with the Legal Counsel Unit at the Office of Chief Public Defender.
Only if needed.
No, thank you, sir.
This was a failure to prosecute. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Einhorn, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fusashi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next, docket number FIC 2020-0409, Jonathan Wilson versus Roland Cook, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner and Commissioners. This is Tracy Brown from the Department of Correction. I do not wish to be heard on this matter.
Okay. Thank you. Is anyone here on this matter? Jonathan Wilson? This was a dismissal for failure to prosecute. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, again, as you mentioned, a failure to appear. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Einhorn, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is packet number FIC 2021-0082, Troy Perry versus Jason Thode, Chief Police Department, City of Hartford, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, Natalie Fiola Guerreri for the City of Hartford.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Natalie Fiola Guerreri here for the respondent, if needed.
You wish to be heard?
No, there's no need.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else here? Is Mr. Perry there? This was a withdrawal. I'd entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the Commissioner Streeter, this was withdrawn and dismissed. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Made. Is there a second?
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fusashi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Thank you. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Next is docket number FIC 2020-0133, Joseph Sastre versus Brandon Robertson, Town Manager, Town of Avon, et al. Are you there, Mr. Sastre?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here from Avon?
Yes. Attorney Michael Harrington.
Okay. I'm going to mark that ready. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. We'll mark that ready. Okay. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0210, Elaine Pappas versus Executive Director of Human Resources, Hartford Public Schools, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Anthony Interlandi, counsel for the complainant, Elaine Pappas.
Do you wish to be
Elaine
heard?
Pappas.
Do you wish to be heard?
I do not.
Ms. Pappas?
And also,
Wish to be heard?
No, thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here from the other side?
There is. This is Lori Mazarek for the respondents.
Do you wish to be heard?
I do not.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion on the Pappas matter.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, since both parties are happy with the report or do not object to the report, rather, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call. Ms. Of those in favor, Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankin?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is FIC 2020-0451, Althea Lawrence Bynum versus Water Pollution Control Authority, City of Waterbury, and City of Waterbury. Is there anyone here on this matter?
Althea Lawrence Bynum is present.
Would you like to be heard?
Yes.
Attorney Richard Scapini for the respondents. Mark it ready, please.
Okay. We'll mark that matter ready. Next is FIC 2020-0462, Greg Rollman versus Superintendent of Schools, Brantford Public Schools, et al. Is anyone here on that matter?
Attorney Richard Mills from Shipp and Goodwin, counsel for the respondents. I'm present. I don't need to be heard, but I did want to note that there was a communication sent by the complainant to Jennifer Mayo this afternoon indicating that the complainant had withdrawn this matter, but I have not received a withdrawal of this matter. I've received a withdrawal of another matter unrelated to the case before today.
Thank you. I'll just call. Mr. Jerome in there? All right. This was a failure to prosecute. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? I'll conduct a vote. Kinghorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Winkler?
Yes.
Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. All right. Moving on. We have the second matter with Greg Jerolman. This is docket number FIC 2020-0522, Greg Jerolman versus Superintendent of Schools, Brantford Public Schools et al. Mr. Jerolman, are you there? The attorney there for the school?
Yes, Richard Mills again from Shipp and Goodwin, and I have the same statement regarding this matter. I don't need to be heard.
Okay, thank you. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion made and seconded. I'll conduct a, is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll conduct a roll call vote of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0463, Nancy Chapman versus Chair Oak Hills Park Authority, City of Norwalk et al. Is there anyone here on that matter? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, not hearing anyone, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is FIC 2020-0500, Patrick Gaynor versus Corporation Counsel, Department of Law, City of Meriden, et al. Is there anyone here on
this
matter?
Yes, Mr. Patrick Gaynor.
Do you wish to be heard, Mr. Gaynor?
Yes, sir.
And also here is Christopher Clark, Associate City Attorney for the City of Meriden.
Okay, I'll mark it ready. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Next is FIC 2020-0506, Don Curran versus Chief Police Department, City of Shelton et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, both the complainant and respondent failed to appear in this case, and it was dismissed. Seeing that they're not here again today, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Last, we have FIC 2021-0058, John Hernandez versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Emergency Services, and Public Protection et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
John Hernandez is present.
Would you like to be heard, Mr. Hernandez?
No, sir.
Say that again?
No, sir.
You do not wish to be heard?
No, sir.
All right. Is there anyone else here on this matter? All right. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, at the request of the complainant, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Okay. Thank you. Before we consider the cases that have been marked ready, I will ask the Executive Director and General Counsel, Colleen Murphy, to please make some general announcements.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, as has been stated, this matter is being recorded in its entirety, so there's no need to request a recording. It will be available on our website soon after the meeting. And second, pursuant to our regulations, oral argument is 10 minutes per side, and I'll keep track of that for the parties.
Thank you. All right, so the first matter that we have that's marked ready is docket number FIC 2020-0133, Joseph R. Sastre versus Brandon Robertson, Town Manager, Town of Avon, and Town of Avon. Are you there, Mr. Sastre?
I am here.
And then, Council for the Town of Avon, are you there?
Yes.
And you are?
Michael Harrington.
Attorney Harrington, thank you. All right.
Mr. Chairman, it's Colleen Murphy here. If I might, just before we get to the matter, just to orient everybody on this particular case, you'll recall that the commission heard the matter initially at its last meeting, I believe, at the end of October, and the parties argued for both positions, and then the commission tabled the matter so that the commissioners would have an opportunity, if they chose to do so, to review the record in camera. So, as indicated, the matter's already been argued by the parties, and you may not need to hear more, but that I leave that to your discretion.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions, or do they wish to hear from either side?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Streeter?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was one of the commissioners that had requested that to look at the in-camera records. I know several have, and spoke briefly with the hearing officer in the matter. And after reviewing the in-camera records, I have no objections to the hearing officer's report.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Hank. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, this is Commissioner Hankins. I too spoke to the hearing officer, and I also had a chance to do an in-camera inspection. And based on my my review of that and the decision, I mean, it was a meticulous decision. And without giving too much away, I mean, it was the exhibits were not even close to any type of attorney-client privilege. So I would, along with Commissioner Streeter, join in the decision upholding the hearing officer's decision.
Thank you. Any of the other commissioners have anything to say? With that, then I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I will move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll conduct a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all.
Number FIC 2020-0451, Altea Lawrence Bynum versus Air Pollution Control Authority, City of Waterbury, and City of Waterbury. Are you there, Ms. Lawrence?
I am here, sir.
Thank you. Are you there, Attorney Scapini?
Yes, I am.
So, who's most aggrieved by this?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Street, yeah, it was a failure to appear, so I assume we need to hear from the complainant.
This was a failure to appear. Complaint was dismissed. You didn't show. You have an explanation for that, please?
I was at work, and I wasn't feeling well, so I left, and emails went out to my work email. So I didn't have my laptop with me when I went home, so I couldn't respond. And this is the first time I've ever had this, was ever in this type of process. So I really don't know what to expect, or you know, if I needed to, because I called, I sent an email saying, or I had a call, I think it was, or email, saying that I was sick and I wasn't feeling well and I was leaving. But I didn't know that I needed to request, you know, a motion for another time frame.
You said you sent email to the commission?
Yeah, it was either email or a phone call, but I did notify them that I wasn't feeling well and I was leaving and going home from work.
So what was it? You called the commission or you emailed the commission?
I believe it was an email.
You believe you emailed them?
Yes. And then there was emails. So when I came in, when I ended up coming into work, I did see the email traffic stating that, you know, I needed to put in a formal request. And then I saw another email stating that, you know, people were prepped, so therefore, you know, they didn't want to, you know, have them come back in to have another. But that was after the fact.
Thank you. Colleen, did we receive any notice from Ms. Lawrence Bynum that she was sick and was unable to attend the hearing?
I just got the file in my hands right now. I'm taking a look. I'm not sure if the hearing officer might wish to speak to that. Perhaps she is aware, but I'll look through the file.
Attorney Harmon?
Hi, Valicia Harmon, counsel to the commission. I did not get any notification from the complainant. We waited quite a bit of time for her to show up at the hearing. I was there with Attorney Scapini and Finance Director LeBlanc. And I would just note, commissioners, that our notices for these hearings don't go out on the day of the hearing. They go out well in advance of the hearing. So if there was a problem with appearing at 2:00 on October 5th, certainly there would have been a way to contact the commission. And I would also note that according to the representations that were made by counsel, that records were gathered and disclosed, and counsel spent quite a bit of time with his witness getting ready for that hearing. So in the event that the complainant feels that either something is missing or she would like to make a new request, she's certainly free to do so. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Attorney Murphy, did you find anything?
I have not located anything in the file. What I do see is a request from the respondent seeking a postponement at the end of September that was denied, and indicating that the hearing was going forward on October 5th. That looks to be the only communication in the file.
Okay.
I sent the email to Jennifer Mayo, and it was dated 10/26. Our meeting was scheduled for 10/26. And I sent the email at 10:28 a.m., and I said in the email, I am not feeling well and leaving work now. I will not be in attendance for today's hearing. And then this is the response back. And by the time the response came back, I left already. Because as soon as I sent that email, I literally closed my computer and I left.
Okay, if I might, it's Colleen Murphy again. I'm thinking that you're referencing a postponement for the last commission meeting, that this was scheduled to be heard for the last commission meeting and was bumped to this meeting as a result of your request. The hearing in the matter was scheduled for October 5th, so it had already happened.
May I be heard? This is Attorney Rich Scapini for the respondent.
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Hearing Officer Harmon was saying, that as you all know, notice of this hearing went out at least a month before the hearing, and then a reminder notice went out 2 weeks before the hearing on explaining how you can request extended time periods, filing a list of exhibits, witnesses, and nothing was filed by the complainant, either verbally or in writing, up to the time of the hearing on October 5th. We waited a considerable period of time for the complainant to appear, and that certainly was not successful. I would respectfully urge the commission to adopt the hearing officer's recommendations, and I also want to confirm the explanation that was given on that, on any emails. They were not sent before or up to the time of the hearing. Any emails were sent after the hearing and pertain to the meeting of the commission on whether to adopt the hearing officer's recommendation. So that recitation of facts is correct. I think it would be unjustly unfair to the respondents if the recommendation by the hearing officer is not adopted. All records have been produced.
So you produced records too, Ms. Lawrence Bynum?
Can you please repeat that, sir?
Attorney Scapini, I'm asking, have you produced records to Ms. Lawrence Bynum?
Yes, without charge.
You've already sent them to her?
Yes, on November 5th of 2020.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
So there's nothing that precludes the complainant from making another case, but It's unusual that when you have a scheduled hearing like this, who just that morning, if you're not feeling well, just send a note. Having been a hearing officer more than 100 cases, it's very unusual that this would be the process and to send it just off to one of the co-workers of the commission. So I would move that we adopt the hearing officer's report.
Winkler, I second that.
Motion's made and seconded. And that was Ms. Winkler, correct?
Yes.
The second. Thank you. All right. Is there a discussion?
This is Commissioner Hankins. I would just concur with Commissioner Streeter. The city of Waterbury spent a lot of its scarce resources, 6 hours, reviewing the case file and preparing a witness. A counsel was involved. I don't know if Attorney Scapini is an in-house counsel or not, but that really doesn't matter in terms of, if he's in-house, he could have been doing something else rather than this. It is without prejudice, although, there were documents that were given. So, if it were with prejudice, I'd also favor upholding it, but it's without prejudice, so. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I concur with upholding the decision.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Ein?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Bynum. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have no knowledge of anything that's going on right now. So what does that mean?
So, Colleen, Attorney Murphy?
It means that the report that you received a hearing officer, which dismissed the matter for failure to prosecute, has been upheld by the commission. And based upon the dialogue that the commissioners had, you can refile if that is something that you would choose to do. But for purposes of today's case, it is closed.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, we'll move on now to docket number FIC 2020-0500, Patrick Gaynor versus Corporation Counsel, Department of Law, City of Meriden et al. Are you there, Mr. Gaynor?
Yes, sir, I am.
Is there anyone there from the City of Meriden?
Yes, Christopher Clark, the Associate City Attorney for the City of Meriden.
Okay. All right. So this was a dismissal for failure to prosecute, Mr. Gaynor. So I'll let you address the commission on why you failed to show and prosecute this claim.
Yeah. Yes, I appreciate that very much, sir. Unfortunately, I was injured. I got hurt a couple weeks prior to that and was on some heavy-duty medications, including some narcotic painkillers and muscle relaxers, and I lost track of the time for the meeting, and by the time I tried to get on, it was already over with. And I intended to prosecute the claim, and I still would like to. I couldn't find any information about asking for a reschedule. I know the information that we received in the initial mailing said that because of the backlog, that there wouldn't be postponements would be something that would not be able to be done, but I did miss the date for the hearing.
Anything further?
Well, I'd just like to say, I mean, I have been vigorously trying to pursue this matter, and it's been being held for over a year, waiting for a hearing on it because of the COVID situation. And I've tried to pursue it diligently, and because of this unforeseen circumstance, it is my own fault. I mean, it's my fault that I got injured too, but I would ask that the commission consider allowing a hearing officer to pick up the matter and hold another hearing on the matter.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have anything to ask of Mr. Gaynor?
I would just, this is Christopher Clark. I'd just like a chance to respond to that whenever it was appropriate.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, as was stated in the last case that you were just discussing. I mean, these are scheduled months in advance. I received the notice of the remote hearing September 16th, 2021. There were multiple emails between the FOIA Commission, myself, and Mr. Gaynor, including one on October 4th, where I submitted a pretty lengthy brief along with exhibits. I spent a relatively significant amount of time on that. Of course, I'm not outside counsel, but, you know, I could have been doing something else. And we got a notice from Jennifer Mayo that morning saying that they were having trouble with the computer camera, so they asked for phone numbers. I responded with mine, and then we got an email back to all of us, including Mr. Gaynor, saying the issue is now fixed. You know, we'll see you at 2 o'clock. Mr. Gaynor didn't respond to that. I showed up for the hearing. I was ready to go. We waited, I think, a half an hour, 15 minutes to a half hour. I don't remember exactly. Mr. Gaynor never showed up, and I'll just add, this is a disgruntled former employee who has filed 133 FOIA requests with the city, and I mean, at this point, I included this in my brief, but we're considering taking action as a vexatious requester. So I would request that the commissioner, or rather that the hearing officer's decision be confirmed.
Any questions by any of the commissioners of either of these witnesses or parties? Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. I'll take a roll call. Those in favor, Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. So thank you, Mr. Gaynor. Thank you, Attorney Clark.
Can I ask a question as well? Would I be able to refile the request for this information? And I was hoping that I would be able to get a rehearing scheduled. I have medical documentation if the commission needs to see that I was severely injured. And as far as what Mr. Clark said, all due respect to him, this is not vexatious requests. I'm not a disgruntled former employee. I've requested the materials and I followed the procedures. I'm requesting stuff that's publicly available information. And the reason there's so many requests, as he's pointed out, there's 130-something requests, is because the city of Meriden frequently likes to horse around and give partial information or pretend they don't have the information. But it requires clarification. These are not vexatious requests by any stretch. I do appreciate the commission taking the time to listen to me, and just would like to know if I can refile the request for this information from the city, or if this is a done matter.
Colleen, Attorney Murphy.
Similar to the last case, there's nothing in the decision that would prohibit Mr. Gaynor from requesting these records.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you, commissioners. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you. Now we move on to report on pending appeals.
Okay. Again, Colleen Murphy here. Wanted to let the commission know that we received one new appeal. This is our third appeal for the full year of 2021, but it was filed by Linnell Jones, and she had been a complainant here, and I think a few meetings ago we addressed her matter. Her complaint was against the Wilson Point Property Owners Association, and she had claimed that that entity was subject to the Freedom of Information Act, was a public agency or a functional equivalent of a public agency, and the commission concluded that it was not and that we did not have jurisdiction over the complaint. And Ms. Jones has appealed that to Superior Court. So we just got that last week or so. And second, I want to turn the floor over to Attorney Danielle McGee. She argued a matter before the appellate court, I think last week, first time before the appellate court, and I'll let her tell you how it went in her view.
Hi, good afternoon. So yes, I argued a consolidated appeal before the appellate court last Tuesday. I was before Judge Mall, Judge Alexander, and Judge Suarez. They were a very quiet panel. They didn't ask very many questions. Just to orient the commission, so these were two cases that were appealed by us. We lost at the Superior Court level. They involved an investigation into the mayor of the city of Middletown back in 2017 and 2018 about some allegations of discrimination in the workplace and some campaign contribution violation allegations. And in one case, one member of the Common Council filed an appeal to us seeking copies of the legal bills that were a byproduct of that investigation. And in the companion case, the mayor had actually requested email communications related to the investigation. So if those of you who were on the commission at the time might remember, it was quite a contentious case and there were lots of people involved. In the legal bills case, we had ordered disclosure of the bills. Some information we found could be withheld as privileged. But other information we said was not privileged, and we also rejected the claim that certain information was protected under B2. With the email communications, the claim was that they were privileged. We said they were not, and so those appeals were taken to the Superior Court, and as I said, the Superior Court found against us. So we appealed both those decisions, and we consolidated them at the appellate court level. And so now we just wait. And as I said, it was a very quiet panel. They didn't have very many questions for me, so it's a little difficult to judge which way we think it's going to come out. But I think it was I think they're good cases. I think we have strong facts, and the case law is on our side.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Danielle.
You're welcome.
And after that, under Executive Director's Report, I don't have much to report today. Just, you know, continuing to follow up on our progress during the pandemic. And I've, you know, been telling you about the new software that we acquired, and that's been undergoing some testing. Matt has been helping us understand how it works. And we've already tested it in a few hearings, and we're going to continue to do that. And we're, in fact, utilizing it today. And just to be clear, that technical glitch that I had at the beginning of the meeting was not related to that. But we're going to do some training for the attorneys, and then we should be able to do those dual hearings that we've been hoping to do all along. So I think we're closing in on that. I think that's all I really have to report. I don't have anything under staff reports or legislative report today. So unless you have some questions for me, that's it.
Any questions for Colleen? All right. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move we adjourn.
Commissioner Einhorn, second.
Motion's made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor of adjourning. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
Mr. Winkler. Mr. Winkler? Is Lenny there? Commissioner Winkler? Okay. And Owen Egan, yes. So we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes.
Quick meeting.